Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're glad you joined us this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. And finally, we're getting some beautiful weather out here.
It is beautiful weather, and we'd like to wish everyone out there a very happy Independence Day. We hope you enjoy your weekend. We have a great show for you this morning. Katie McCarty and her husband Kyle are here. Katie owns Erica's Bridal Couture on Cecil Street in Neenah. Katie recently purchased the business, and we're going to hear about that transaction and her experiences and her opinions. It's going to be a very enlightening show because Katie gave up a career as a CPA in Arizona because she was pursuing her dream to own a retail business. So stay tuned. You'll have the opportunity to call in and ask Katie some questions. But first, we just want to tell you about the SCORE chapter. Our SCORE chapter is located in the Fox Cities Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. We service an 8-county area from Appleton down to Oshkosh, all the way down to Fond du Lac. And what SCORE does is we offer free mentoring services to business owners or those who are looking to start a business. We have about 40 mentors in our chapter with various disciplines in accounting, marketing, IT, strategic planning, HR. So if you're looking for some assistance in starting a business, or if you have a business and you'd like to grow it, consider contacting SCORE, and you can reach us at 734-7101, 734-7101, or visit our website at foxcities.score.org in Appleton. Randy,
yes.
We also do seminars and we do other things at the SCORE chapter. We just completed a Simple Steps. Tell
right.
us about that. When's the next one scheduled?
Okay, for those of you who aren't familiar with the Simple Steps program, we have a 5-class program on what you need to do to get your business started and what a business plan is all about. The basics, we start with the first session, which is going to be the next one coming up September the 19th. That session is a morning session. It runs from 8 a.m. until noon and will be held over at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop in downtown Appleton. During that time, we try to get everybody familiarized with what the ideas about being an entrepreneur are and what you have to really do, not only for yourself, but your family, how to get things organized, what's important.
That's
all
a great
the background
class
material, yeah.
Because people think, well, I'm going to start my own business, and then they're introduced to a lot of the things that are required to own a business,
right.
Like permits and a time.
Right.
And
we also have the last one, we had one of the local attorneys from Epiphany Law,
mm-hmm.
one of our sponsors, come in, and Kevin did a real good job of explaining the
right.
different types of businesses. Should I be an LLC or
right.
should I be an S-Corp or C-Corp? And what that all really means, and talked a little bit about some of the consequences
mm-hmm.
and why you should make that decision first before you decide to start, not after, and how you can
right.
avoid a lot of pitfalls.
What are the other 4 sessions then?
The other 4 sessions deal first again all with business basics, what's involved in setting up your business. We go through a lot of the detail again as far as what an operating procedures, you know, what you should have, again, how to work with partnerships, what you need to do there, some of the real basic things about setting up your business plan.
Mm-hmm.
The second portion is in regard to marketing, where we'll sit down and go over all of the basics. I'm an old-fashioned 4 P's marketer, so I'll talk to you about your price, your promotion, your product, and the place that you sell out of. But we also bring in another specialist who will usually handle information about how to use social media, how to use a website, so up-to-date materials
mm-hmm.
in marketing. Then we sit down and have Mary Lou Vandehei go through. She's a CPA, and she goes through all of the financial documents, the you know, what you need to do as far as cash flow statements.
There's actually a case study, isn't
yeah,
there?
It's yeah. a fantastic package. So you get to see a case study where all the numbers are in the place, and you can see how they work together. And then you also get templates that are blank, so that you can then fill in the blanks for
right.
yourself and walk through. So it's an excellent tool
mm-hmm.
To do your planning and business plan. And then the last portion of it is the one that most everybody really enjoys, and that's the question of, where do I find the money? For that one, we usually have, you speak on that as far mm-hmm. as the cash flow program and how that works with the banker. But also then we'll bring in one of the local bankers, talk about what they're looking for. And then we'll also go into the non-traditional forms of funding. We do a portion on what crowdfunding is all about today, what different types of areas of equity financing and all that type of thing is concerned.
So, and what to avoid.
And what to avoid. And so it's a full five classes. It's $25 per class. We will have the registration up shortly, and so that you can get out, you can register either for the first class or for all five.
Do we still have information on our website describing those five sessions?
I believe we do. I haven't looked. Yeah, that would be the place to go. It would be foxcitiescore.org. And if you click under there, it'll have local programs that you can go out to.
Sure.
And sign up and register.
Yep, it's a great program. The other benefit to attending the program, among not only learning what Randy had recounted there, but you meet some SCORE mentors. We have a number of mentors attending these sessions every one of those nights. You get to meet the mentors and maybe work with one of them and be assigned to one of them.
Yeah, and it's great to meet those people because that way you know who you're going to be dealing with, what expertise they have. And I have to give a shout-out about our SCORE mentors. We have a fantastic group of people who are really, really dedicated.
Yep. And the other benefit is the people in the class usually begin to network with each other and they start to share some information. Then when the classes are over, they often maintain those relationships and bounce things off each other because they had common challenges when they came to the class. So you build friendships and you're building a network, and that usually is what's required to help make a business successful.
Absolutely.
Well, in addition to what the SCORE chapter does with seminars and so on, we do the BizTalk radio program. You can visit our BizTalk. We have a website for that, biztalkwithscore.com, biztalkwithscore.com. And we invite you to visit the site because we archive all of our radio guests on the website. And you can go back to, I think, late 2010 to find a show, and you can listen to it and listen to it several times if it was meaningful for you. Finally, we'd like to say thank you to the sponsors who help bring the BizTalk program to you each weekend. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union. I want to thank them for being a financial sponsor. Albertson Hailing CPA Firms. They're located in Appleton and Green Bay. Epiphany Law, as Randy mentioned earlier, Kevin Eisman, the founder of Epiphany Law, is a presenter at some of the seminars that SCORE puts on. We thank him and his staff for their support of BizTalk and of the SCORE chapter. We also want to thank eBiz Results, located in Oshkosh, who helped us build, and they do help us maintain the website, BizTalk with SCORE. And also thank Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News. They put out a very meaningful paper every 2 weeks called the Business News. If you're not subscribed to it, you really should be as a business owner for $20 a year. You can gain some very helpful information and insights into how to see your business can succeed and keeps you informed as what's going on in East Central Wisconsin. So with that, we're going to take our first break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll meet Katie and begin our conversation. Stay tuned. It'll be a great conversation if you're looking to buy a business. You're listening to BizTalk on the voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY. Sounded like a cash register.
That did sound like a cash register. I was thinking also, I'm watching, Kay here, all the CPAs were having a good time as everybody was just adding that stuff up on the.
Yep, those old mechanical calculators, the old teller machines. I forgot to mention, but we do have a guest in the studio this morning. Grayson Bengel is with us. Grayson is 10 years old, and he has the opportunity to sit in and see how radio show is done. So welcome, Grayson. Good to have you here this morning.
There we go.
Want to say hi to everybody?
That's close.
Thanks, Grayson.
Is there any relation there, Tony?
Yeah, that's my daughter's son.
Oh, okay.
My grandson.
Okay, Grayson, yeah. Good to have you here.
He's a great little football player, too. Well, Katie, let's turn to you. You're the star of the show this morning. We want to welcome you to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself and the business you have and where you're located and what do you do at that business?
Yeah, so I am a Wisconsin native. I grew up in Appleton, Wisconsin. I went to school in Madison, Wisconsin. Got my CPA and accounting degree there. Moved to Phoenix for work and worked for a public accounting firm there for about 3 years. Transitioned to a private company for 2 years down there, but still in corporate world. Mm-hmm. And following a move for my husband back to Wisconsin, decided that I finally wanted to pursue my passion of small business and bridal shops.
Okay. And when did you get that bug? Do you recall about when that might have occurred? It's been with you a long time.
It has. So I guess small business in general. Okay. I remember way back to high school working for my friend's parents. Mm-hmm. And we worked at a soccer store, and it was a small family shop. And the mom had a lot of flexibility going to all of her kids' events and just being around. Mm-hmm.
So what is the name of your store, and where is it located?
It's Erica's Bridal Couture, and it's located in Neenah, Wisconsin, at 935 West Cecil Street.
Do you have a website?
We do have a website. It is www.ericasbridalcouture.com. And the phone number is 920-725-9291.
Okay. Now, just to follow up, you said that you did this because the lady that you had worked with had all these wonderful hours and so on. How did that work out?
I'm working a lot. I am. But it's very different owning your own business versus working for someone else.
It's really not even work at some time, isn't it?
It's not. It's so much fun. It is so much fun. And even the mundane tasks, taking out the trash and doing back office work, it's just really, really fun. And I think it's because you're doing it for yourself and you see the direct benefits.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've had the business now since March?
Yes. I've had it for about 4 months.
4 months. Okay.
Katie, when you have a very interesting story here because you were telling us before the show how you came to work at Erica's. How did you work at Erica's? Did you get a job there?
I did not. So back in 2009, I purchased my wedding gown from the previous owner. We had joked that it would be fun to own a bridal shop. I was in Phoenix at the time. I moved back here last June and called her and just asked her what her plan was, was she going to retire, was she planning on giving it to her kids, and it ended up working out that she was ready to sell, and so I offered to shadow her for the about 6 months prior to me purchasing the business, and I worked for free.
That's amazing, to work for free and learn the business, and you did a smart thing, you went and worked in the business to get to know the ins and outs and what's going on behind the scenes. Was it what you expected?
Yes. There was some of a learning curve to it, but mm-hmm. It was overall what I had expected. There were no surprises, which was a good thing. Mm-hmm. But that was the reason that I wanted to work there, was to see if there were any surprises or anything that I should know about.
Doing your due diligence, basically.
Yes, my accounting due diligence.
And with the accounting background and working with different clients in a public accounting firm and then owning or working for a private firm, you had some notion of what to look for and where efficiencies are and how the financials work.
Yes.
You understood them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And during that period of time, then, were you able to develop your business plan at that point in time, put that all together?
I was actually developing my business plan as I was shadowing her, as I was gleaning information from working there. Mm-hmm. I incorporated that into my business plan. As far as from a financial perspective, I ended up getting information from her in order to build my business plan as well.
Yeah, when you're building a business plan, as Randy knows, you really do need the historical information to be able to project what's going to happen, like mm-hmm. how many sales in what area, and money and receivables, and inventory was a big thing.
Inventory mm-hmm. was very big. I would say just being in the retail environment, working in retail, auditing retail, inventory ended up being the most important part for me to go through. And I actually requested an inventory count when we were negotiating the purchase price just for that reason.
A lot of folks who are in business or want to go into business don't appreciate the investment in inventory in terms of dollars, cost dollars. But then the sale of that inventory, it actually represents a profit coming back to the company. So that's your cash flow coming back in, not only replacing your cost, but bringing in your profit as well. Important to manage that one.
Just a quick reminder, too, if you have any questions and so on, please give us a call. You can reach us here at the studio at 281-1150 here in Appleton or on the TDS Metricom toll-free line at 1-866-887-1150 to give us a call in. Or if you want to and you don't want to give us a call but you'd like to ask a question on the Internet, we are available that way also. You can get to us at our website, which is biztalkwithscore.com. Go out. You'll see that we have Katie's information up online right there, and on the corner it says please leave a comment. Just click on that particular link, type up your comment, and we can try to answer that on the air for you also.
Katie, share with us, if you will, your hours and your operation and some of the services you provide. You do some things that most maybe don't do.
Yeah. We are open Tuesday through Saturday, Tuesday and Friday, 12 to 6, Wednesday, Thursday, 12 to 7, and Saturday, 9:30 to 3. We do offer private appointments if people can't make it during those times. And we have bridal gowns, bridesmaid dresses, mother of the bride dresses, and we do offer rentals for tuxedos through Du Bois Formal Wear. Mm-hmm. And if you do purchase your entire wedding party through us, we do service your wedding the day of, so we bring everything to the church or the ceremony place, and it's great. We help everybody get ready.
So
everyone
all those
perfect.
Guys have no excuses now for being
right.
late to the wedding.
Exactly.
Everything's right there. They just get there, and they'll have it all done.
And they're not working out at 16 different locations trying to get everybody in the same place at the same time.
Exactly. We're going to take our first break. We'll come back on the other side and continue our conversation with Katie. Katie, again, is the owner of Erica's Bridal Couture in Neenah. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And we're always working hard for our money, but if you're in business like Katie, it's not all work. It can be very rewarding, but still, it's money coming in. You got to watch that cash flow.
Right. If you're going to be working that hard for it, that's one of the things SCORE can help you with. Come and talk to us. Maybe we can make it a little bit easier so it isn't so much work.
Katie, tell us about your experience with SCORE. Bill Geenan was your mentor, and Bill is a longtime, very respected mentor in our chapter. Share with us how SCORE is helpful to you in this process.
Yeah, I would say SCORE and Bill were incredibly helpful throughout this entire process. When I first started even considering purchasing a business, I actually Googled advisors for
really?
Small business, and SCORE was the first thing that had popped up.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
That's good networking and good marketing and optimization.
Yeah. Yep. And so I clicked on it. I asked for a free mentor session, and that was how I came to meet Bill. And he has been incredibly helpful with the business plan, with just an additional confidence booster, I guess, because being a sounding board, and even with my business background, I knew sort of what I was doing. And just to have that additional confidence, and he had so much expertise, and he's telling me, yep, you're doing the right thing. You're on the next phase. You're going forward was incredibly helpful.
And the fact that you were both CPAs kind of helped a little bit to be able to talk to each other?
Yes, we had a very special bond.
When did you start working with Bill in your process?
I would say it was fairly early. It was October, November when I first meeting, and when we had our first meeting, and it was right when I had started shadowing at the store. Mm-hmm. It was about the same time.
Well, speaking of the store again, help share with us a little bit about what are your insights if someone wanted to buy a business and they're interested in the business, they like the industry, What are the challenges? What are some of the things they need to do to make sure they do it right?
Yeah. I would say number one, please either have worked in it or want to work in it, at least shadow for a little bit. There were so many things that I learned in that 6 months of shadowing the owner that I wouldn't have learned just by researching or just by by looking. I mean, just even vendor contacts and information of how stuff comes into the store, how the processes work in the store specifically for her bridal shop. It was just very informative shadowing her. Second, I would say business plan is very important. Incredibly important. There's templates online. SCORE has a great template that I ended up using. There's a lot of information on the SCORE website. They've got financial templates, everything. And I would say Bill was a big part of that. He helped me fill it out. He helped me go through the financials and kind of look to see if it was a viable option.
I think you mentioned a very important thing, Katie, and that is sometimes people come to SCORE and they want the SCORE mentor to do it for them. But we don't, that's not our role. Our role is to assist and to mentor and to help. And the client really has to put the elbow grease into the project to make it work. That's where they get their understanding.
Yes, I completely agree with that. You have to be willing to put in the effort.
When you were getting things started and doing your plan, you mentioned, you know, you were familiar with the front room, you know, what it's like being on the sales floor, but learning much more about the back room. How many surprises, how much different was that than what you had anticipated?
I guess from the CPA stance of things, I was familiar with generic processes. Everything was paper. That was one thing I was surprised by. Everything was done by paper, just with and that's how she wanted to do things, which is totally fine. So I'm working right now to automate everything, just because that's the way that I want to do it.
Sure.
But understanding all of her documentation and kind of her process in place, just so that I've got a good understanding of the business, was a challenge.
And you're saying you're taking your time on this. You just didn't walk in the day after you bought it and change everything.
Right. Yes, I'm taking my time.
Okay.
There's a lot that I would like to get done, and I've prioritized what I need to get done. And if I wanted to change, or if I did change everything on day one, I'd be broke. So well, one step at a time.
Yeah. Again, and you're talking about a small business that's been in Neenah for many, many, many years. The name is well recognized and so on. And so, yeah, coming in and trying to change a lot of things could be painful.
Mm-hmm.
How did you do that? How did you work with the name and working with the current customers? I know for a lot of your business, a lot of your marketing is probably through referrals. How did that work? How are you able to capitalize on that?
Yeah, word of mouth has been very important. I wanted to remain consistent. It's a high-end shop, so I wanted to make sure that the customer service was there just to get that word of mouth going with the new owner. I think between we had some customers that were with the previous owner and they were still in process. So gowns were coming in for girls that had worked with the previous owner. It was very important to create a seamless experience for those people. So I think calling them, letting them know that I was the new owner, that everything was okay with their order, those sorts of things were very important from that perspective.
A little hand-holding in that case.
A little bit, but...
Well, having financed two weddings myself, I know that that's a very tense... Everything has to be right. They don't want any worries. It's a very important time in a lady's life.
It is.
And you've got the awareness to understand that and go over doing more than what they want. Make
yes.
them feel like that's the best experience they could have ever had.
Yeah.
Then they tell their friends.
Yes. And that is what I want.
We're talking with Katie McCarty. Katie is the owner of Erica's Bridal Couture, located on Cecil Street in Neenah. And Katie's been in the business, owning the business now for about 4 months. Mm-hmm. She had a very interesting experience shadowing and working for nothing with the seller of the business just to gain that knowledge and gain that experience. That's how big your passion was to make this thing work.
Okay. We were talking about your business plan and how you put all this together. And we just mentioned a little bit about the importance of existing customers and stuff. Could you kind of expand a little bit on what your marketing plan is, how you put that together, what different tools you use for marketing your business?
Yeah. So one of the first things that I wanted to change was the website. So I did revamp that just to make it more user-friendly and put more information on it. I know people don't really use the Yellow Pages anymore. Everyone's online, social media. So I knew it was important to have a good website, have a good Facebook page, have a good Pinterest page, stuff that girls that are getting married now, that generation, mm-hmm. kind of uses all the time. So Facebook and Pinterest have been very important.
Pinterest is new. That's one I start talking to my clients about a little bit more. How do you use Pinterest as one of your social media outlets?
Sure. I use it to, look at trends. So I offer bridal trends. I'll pin bridesmaid trends. I'll pin wedding ideas onto our boards.
Okay.
Just so girls have, it's an idea board for the girls.
Okay. And, of course, what happens is if they click on those pictures, then they come right back to your website, correct?
Correct. Okay. Correct. Or they'll at least see the source of the pinner.
Right.
So they'll see Erica's Bridal pinned it. And it's got all of our contact information on it, so they'll see that we're in Neenah. They'll see that our phone number, our website.
What is the contact information? I'm not a tweeter. I'm not a social media guy. So what would someone, where would they go to get into your social media world?
Yeah, on Facebook, if you're in Facebook, you can just search Erica's Bridal Couture, and we will show up. Mm-hmm. On Pinterest, same thing. You can just click in the search function, Erica's Bridal Couture, and we will pop right up.
Okay. And your website again?
Is www.ericasbridalcouture.com.
Okay.
One of the other things when you were talking about part of your marketing strategy is some of the exclusive or special brands that you now have in your shop. Do you want to expand on that a little bit more?
Yeah, I would say that is one successful advantage of our shop compared to some of the other shops in the area. We do have some exclusive designers, bridal and bridesmaid, and I think the closest might be Milwaukee or Wausau. So we do have the exclusivity in the Fox Cities for some of these designers, which is very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
Katie, on your website, it's a really nice website. It's clean and it's easy. It's not
Thank
real
you.
Complicated. But on the website, you're talking about a new product line coming out for sizes of wedding gowns. You want to expand on that a little bit?
Or? Yeah. So typically in Erica's, it has always been kind of the typical sample sizes, 8s, 10s, 12s. Mm-hmm. And we are getting in a new bridesmaid line that is sized at 22, the samples will come in at.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these obviously can be ordered in
sure.
any size, but it is just nice to have something in the store for some of the more fuller figured females to be able to try
sure.
on.
Okay. Yep. What is the normal time you start planning for a wedding and going to the bridal salon and what is the process? How long does it take?
Oh, it takes a year. Long time.
Okay. I've a lot got of time to save money for that.
Yes, exactly. I would say brides typically purchase their gowns 9 to 12 months before their wedding. However, we've had girls in already shopping for 2015.
Wow. Okay.
Really?
So, yeah.
Is that to lock in a price, or is that just because they're really looking for that much in advance?
They are really excited.
Okay.
As soon as girls get engaged, they are just really excited. Dress shopping is the most fun part.
Now, going so far out, though, don't trends change, styles change, and then, you know, I like this style today in 2013, I want it in 2015, or are they saying, I want to keep current with the style changes, and I want to have something that's going to be in style in 2015.
Yeah, I think it is more they just want to shop. They just want to start looking.
Get the ball rolling.
And I'm okay with that because it gives me a chance to build a relationship with these people. So when they are ready to buy a year from now, I'll have a relationship built up and we'll be able to find something for them.
One of the things I see on your website is that you and Kyle like to travel a lot. And done a lot of international traveling. How does that help your business with bringing out? Because when you're out there, you're probably looking at bridal salons in those countries.
Yes. My husband and I are travel fiends. We love to explore and go everywhere. And I think it has helped just with bridal trends and trends in other areas. It gives you a wider perspective of mm-hmm. what is going to be up and coming. And, I mean, Europe is always a year or two ahead of us. So it's nice to be able to see what will be up and coming here.
Yeah. We're talking this morning with Katie McCarty. Katie's the owner of Erica's Bridal Couture and Nina on Cecil Street. If you have a question for Katie on how she purchased a business, some of the process that you need to go through to evaluate buying a business, give us a call at 281-1150, 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, call us on a TDS Metrocom toll-free line, 866-887-1150.
Okay, Tony, before when we were talking, you alluded a little bit to the cost and price of getting two daughters through this process. Katie, how do you work with people? I mean, when everybody gets a little sticker shock here and there when it comes to some of this stuff. How do you work differentiating the idea of cost versus the value, and how do you stress that?
So right now, the gowns that we carry are anywhere between $1,000 and $2,500. Mm-hmm. We are a higher end shop, so we just have a more expensive price range for gowns. But for girls that are looking, below that or are looking for a simpler gown, we definitely have options. A lot of people have chosen bridesmaid gowns in white or ivory, and those tend to be $150 to $300. We've got sample sales running all the time on discontinued gowns, and those end up being under $1,000. So we've got some options for people. So it's not like they would just get turned away at the door. We've right. got other options available.
And then you said the other services and value you add to the process.
Yes, the servicing the day of, I think, takes a lot of stress off of people. And just the personalized service, the fittings that we go through, and just the attention that we give our customer, I think it's worth, in the end, it ends up being worth or exceeding the cost of the dress.
Mm-hmm. Katie, is that pretty much what distinguishes you from the competition? What are some of the things that distinguish you from the competition?
Yeah, I would like to think so. Besides the exclusivity, I think the personalized attention. You're with one attendant during your entire shopping experience. You're with those same attendants through your fittings, and it's just a very personal relationship through the entire experience.
And really, you respond like there is no dumb question. So if a lady has a question about or doubt or something, spit it out. Let's deal with it and make it a happy occasion for you.
Exactly. Yep. We want to make it as inviting, welcome, warm space possible.
Yep. We talked about marketing, and we talked about the social media, the tweeting, and all that other stuff. The website is still an important piece, isn't it?
It is.
Is that graded now? Is it finished, or is it a constantly work in process?
I would say it's always a constant work in process. It's never done. I want to make sure that everything stays current on there, so it will always be at the top of my list.
What is that address, that website address again?
It is www.ericasbridalcouture.com.
Okay, good. Well, we're going to take our last break. We'll go into the final segment when we return. You're listening to the voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
Sing a little bit of this working man blues. Well, I keep my nose on the ground.
And welcome back to our final segment this morning. We're speaking this morning with Katie McCarty, owner of Erica's Bridal Couture and Nina. And we were talking during the program about her purchase of an existing business and some of the due diligence that Katie had gone through. Katie, let's go back to inventory a little bit, and let's talk about how important that was. If you had it to do over again.
Yeah, it was a very important part of the process, doing the inventory count and not only making sure that everything was there that was supposed to be there, but valuing that inventory. It ended up resulting in adjustments to our negotiated purchase price. Mm-hmm. So I would have been overpaying, I guess, in essence, if I would not have done that due diligence part of it.
I think it's safe. It's important to emphasize here that in that transaction, no one was trying to mislead anyone.
Correct. Yes. I mean, no one was trying to mislead.
Exactly. Because it's important that we have to go into these acquisition transactions with the idea that everyone's being honest, and mistakes can be made, and then negotiations take place. And you indicated in the process that you had a preliminary discussion with the seller, and that was agreeable to both sides. So then you went to the next step and you started doing the detail work, and that's when you found out that there needed to be some adjustments on what you just arrived at in the preliminary. But it's all on the table. It all has to be written. Did you sign a confidentiality non-compete agreement?
I did.
When you were working for her?
I did. I offered to sign one, so her lawyer put one together, and she was very open with everything, which made the transaction very easy. She was very open with all of the information for the business. And it was. It was just a difference in opinion on how things should be valued.
It sounds like the transaction went to conclusion very satisfactorily for both the seller and the buyer.
It did.
Yeah, and the business is thriving today. It's growing today.
Yes, yes. It's been very fun. It's been very steady.
What are your plans for the business? Where would you like to be in 5 years?
I am hoping that, I guess, we will have multiple locations. That would be my end goal, whether it's franchised or whether I take ownership of these locations. That would be my ultimate dream goal. Right now, being 4 months in, I know that it's going to take time, and I want to automate everything. I want to set up standard processes in place in order to be able to do that, in order to be able to franchise or have multiple locations. So until I get that in place.
And during that process, you look at your business plan every...
I do.
Every month, every quarter, every year?
I would say it's probably every quarter right now, because I've looked at it once since I've started.
Things change and you adjust it?
Yes, yes. You have to update it. You have to keep it updated.
You have to have a plan that's alive and well. I do hear one of the things, though, that in your voice when you talk about this is probably the most important thing for a person starting a business, and that is I hear the enthusiasm and the fire in that. People have to have that. How do you keep that going every day?
I honestly think it's the customers. I really enjoy working with the customers. It's a business that I want to be there every day. I don't think that you should own something if you don't want to be there every day and put in the effort. It's been amazing. I'm working with people on the happiest days of their lives. So
that's very true.
It can be a lot of fun.
A lot of it is in your hands, isn't it?
Yes.
It all
has
to come together in a timely fashion.
Well, as we're getting into this then, we're reaching that point in the program here where we do this every week, and that is we ask our guest for their biz tip, which is a pearl of wisdom for the people out there who are thinking about going into business. So what would your biz tip be?
So I would say if you can dream it, you can do it, but you just have to be willing to put in the effort. And I would also say surround yourself with really good people. I've got an amazing support system. My parents are there helping every week, mowing the lawn. My mom's helping at the store. And they're not getting paid for it. Like, they just want to be there.
Sure.
My husband has been incredibly supportive with everything. I swear all I talk about is the business when I'm at home. So he's been incredibly supportive in that respect. And just helping me. And then, of course, Bill, our SCORE mentor, he has been incredibly helpful just with this entire process. So I would definitely say surround yourself with really good people.
I think that's really good advice, and that's in response to Randy's question. It helps keep you fired up. With all the positive support around you and the ability to ask questions, bounce ideas off, and being told, no, that's not going to work, or you should go in a different direction, the chance to think it through. That's really the fun part of being an entrepreneur.
Right. And like you said, having that team, I mean, we stress that all the time. The team has got to be your accountant, your attorney. You have to have an insurance person. You have to have a banker. And most importantly, you have to have a mentor, somebody like Bill or like Tony or me or any of the other SCORE mentors that can help you out with that process. Because we found out over the years that you do not have enough time to make all the mistakes yourself. So it's good to learn from other people as you go along.
Yep. Katie, how's the industry looking, the wedding industry?
Yeah, I think it is looking up. I truly do. Good. It's been very steady right now.
Good.
And just with looking at the overall numbers for the U.S. for GDP and growth, I think that we're in a good position. And people are always getting married.
That's very true. One other question for you, Katie, is, looking back on it, would it be easier to buy an existing business or start your own?
Buy an existing. But that is just me personally, because all of the processes were already in place.
The identity's in place.
I wanted to be able to kind of take something and just make adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
Where some people, they want to start from scratch and they want to make it completely their own.
they might have a very unique value they add to that service or that business and then go into it and start their own. But having that existing identity is really important. It made a big difference. For Andy, we have about a minute left here.
Just a quick reminder for next week. We have a guest coming on. That's Jake Buno. Jake is with the College Works Painting Group and a very interesting business model, both helping people who need work done, but also helping people in their starting out to get into work. So
while they're going to college, they're running a business. It's a great opportunity.
Should be a very interesting thing. The other thing I want to remind people of down in the Fond du Lac area, if you are interested in attending the Inventors and Entrepreneurs Meeting, which will be on the 9th, coming up at 6 p.m. in the evening. It's going to be at the Fond du Lac Elks Club. And for anybody who's looking at starting a business or an entrepreneur or inventor, enjoy that. It should be a good program.
Katie, thanks for joining us this morning. It was great to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me. It was fun.
Grayson, you want to say goodbye this morning?
Goodbye.
Thanks. You've been listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.